at News Talk 820 WBAP. Monty Cook is filling in for Hal J. I'm Ernie Brown. Jerry J-Man Joyner is here. He's an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry, as if we don't already have that here in the studio with
us
now.
Stop it.
Also the host of a TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. Cruise ships are kicking passengers off the ship who are carrying pot or even chewing gummies.
Right.
Why are they doing it? Jerry, what is that all about?
Well, guys, I think getting high on the high seas involves only buying booze from the cruise line.
Ah, there you go.
See, to me, that was my first question. Is there not a bit of hypocrisy? Because most of these cruise lines, you know, either you can get a package or it'll just be already set up to where you go on there and you get all the booze you want for free.
Well, if you pay a lot, it's really not free. You know, my understanding is they'll let you bring one bottle of wine per passenger or per cabin. Other than that, you've got to buy that on the ship. They'll let you smoke cigars. They've got a cigar and pipe bar, but they won't let you smoke weed. And, you know, OJ Man thinks, you know, that's okay. A lot of people, it's offensive, the smell and all that. What in the world has it got to do with gummies that help people sleep, that help people with pain? That's what's confusing to me.
I have a friend who swears by those gummies to help him sleep every night.
The lady that was in the press about getting banned for life had CBD gummies. You don't even get high on those.
I'll take your word for it, J-Man. Passengers have been kicked off ships in foreign ports. Now, that would be a little bit scary.
It sure would, as a young fella and his mother were kicked off because he smuggled some marijuana on there. You know, with the vaping, they allow vaping on cruise ships, and it's very difficult to distinguish between a nicotine vape and a marijuana vape because there's very little smell, smoke, residual odors, or any of those things. So how they're dealing with that, they say it's because it's illegal in the United States. Federally, marijuana is illegal, and that's why they are so hard on not allowing on their ships.
To me, a potential sticking point is the whole medical side of things, where if you really do have a legitimate medical reason for it, it seems hard. Like, you can't tell somebody they can't bring pain meds on because, you know, they just had surgery or something. How do you tell somebody they can't bring, you know, if they've got a prescription for marijuana, how do you tell them they can't bring it on board?
In one of our 40 states, that it's legal for an adult in 40 states to get a medical prescription for pain relief, for anxiety, for depression. Our veterans get tremendous benefits. These cruise lines ought to be giving our veterans free cruises and gummies for providing our freedom.
By the way, J-Man, I wanted to ask you, and I think I might hit you with this last time. How did Oklahoma become the pot capital of the United States?
It's a wild west there for sure. You know, they just closed down 4,000 illegal grows in Oklahoma.
Wow. I didn't know that. It's almost like a church now. You can find a pot shop almost on every street corner.
Yeah, I think that the 4 million people that live in Oklahoma, 3,900,000 of them has got a prescription card. All you got to have is a cell phone bill. If you got a utility bill, you can say you're in Oklahoma. So many Texans are doing that, guys.
Yeah.
They're going to Oklahoma, buying a cell phone, getting a bogus address for the cell phone use where they've got something that they can get that medical card. So we're losing out on all that revenue here in Texas.
Hang on, J-Man. I wasn't writing that down quick enough. How do you do that again real quick here?
Never mind.
Jerry, on my website, we've got instructions.
All right, great.
All right. Host of Weed and Whiskey, Jerry J-Man Joyner. Thanks, J-Man. Good talking with you.
Anytime, guys.
All right. Let's get you updated on traffic and weather on the ones. Here's Monty Cook.
635 westbound at Hillcrest, two right lanes taken away for the wreck there. Heavy back to 75, about a 5 or 7 minute backup there. Westbound I-30 at Samuel Boulevard, that one taken away the right lane. That's still heavy to Jim Miller. 67 northbound at Gifco Road, it looks like only the right lane getting by as you move out of Midlothian. Right now it's heavy beyond Dove Lane. For WBAP's first traffic on the ones, I'm Monty Cook.
From the WBAP Weather Center, patchy light rain mainly west of DFW. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a little on the damp side with a high 59 today. East winds 10 to 15. Cloudy, damp, and 40 tonight. Mostly cloudy, damp, and 58 tomorrow. And then rainy, downright rainy on Friday with a high of 54. Right now, 50 degrees in downtown Dallas at WBAP.
6:53, that brings us to Neil Sperry. The 45th annual Christmas is for Caring going on right now, benefiting the residents of the Denton.